Debbie Kroll here, a landowner from Schoharie County, New York. I stopped listening for a month when NPR began advertising for the gas industry, but I miss the station, so I thought, why not use the venue to fight back? Go see for yourselves. Discover the gas industry's dirty little secret. They try to hide behind identical-looking garden sheds in Dimock and Montrose, Pennsylvania. Friday is water delivery day, when tanks are filled to replace homeowners' poisoned well water. This water is used for washing dishes, bathing, and laundry only. Bottled water for drinking and cooking have to be purchased separately. Let's make sure high-volume hydraulic fracturing for natural gas doesn't occur in New York State and destroy our water.
Hi, this is Rich calling from Half Moon. Yesterday, Alan commented on personal freedom and how it could be a slippery slope when they are slowly taken away. However, this morning, he was complimenting Mayor Bloomberg for doing the right thing by trying to limit sodas. So I was wondering where that meets in the middle. So are some personal freedoms okay to take away and not others?
Jules Mady, Hillsdale, New York. Tuesday's Vox Pop show regarding the trial of Bradley Manning elicited a wide range of comments from callers. One caller, who may have been involved in U.S. military intelligence operations, stated, in essence, that because war is a very dirty business and necessitates some actions in order to win that the common man in the street might find difficult to comprehend and might misunderstand, secrecy is an operational necessity. While we should all appreciate the caller's candid remarks, it should be understood that the logic expressed is anathema to the survival of democratic governments. Unless the common man in the street has the information to understand the true nature and inhumanity of war, those who benefit from a state of war, whether for political power or economic gain, will continue to subvert and eventually destroy established and emerging democracies.